Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, February 10th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Our top stories today. Coronavirus cases spiral up again. Coronavirus by the numbers. And higher food prices in China. Leading today's news. Global markets are trading cautiously after 97 people died from the coronavirus in China on Sunday. Japan's Nikkei and Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index both fell 0.6% on the day, while the Shanghai Composite Index rose 0.5% after some companies like Hanpei Precision Industry landed government approval to resume some productions at select locations. Meanwhile, European stocks are also having a soft day, with the Stoxx 600 Index slipping 0.3%. U.S. stock futures are flat heading into the new week. In other news, the total number of confirmed coronavirus 2019 nCoV cases across the world is 40,561, and 910 deaths have been reported. Japan's health ministry says another 60 people on Carnival Corporation's Diamond Princess ship have tested positive, to bring the total number of people infected to 130. Capital Economics estimates the coronavirus will cost the world economy $280 billion in Q1 and send global GDP in reverse, quarter over quarter, for the first time since 2009. Still, the longer-term view from analysts isn't so gloomy. We assume the virus will be contained soon, and the lost output is made up in subsequent quarters so that world GDP reaches the level it would have done had there been no outbreak by the middle of 2021, notes Capital Economics. The People's Bank of China is busy taking action to prop up the economy, ejecting 1.7 trillion yuan of liquidity into the market and instructing banks not to call in loans for companies based on the virus-stricken Hubei province. China's consumer inflation rate rose 5.4% in January to sail past the 4.9% mark anticipated by analysts and 4.5% pace in December. Higher food prices were recorded during the month, driven by strong demand ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday and soaring pork prices. After stripping out the more volatile food and energy categories, core inflation was up 1.5% during the month. President Trump is expected to release a $4.8 trillion budget today for fiscal year 2021 that includes cuts to some social programs and foreign aid, while boosting military spending by 0.3%. The White House budget represents the opening bid in spending negotiations with Congress for the next fiscal year. The U.S. budget deficit is drawing more attention recently after the CBO forecast that the deficit will hit $1.02 trillion in fiscal year 2020. Up from a budget deficit of $585 billion in fiscal year 2016. L Brands is expected to announce sometime this week a deal to unload its Victoria's Secret brand to Sycamore Partners. The Victoria's Secret business generated $7.4 billion in sales last year, but is viewed by some consumers as out of date with its focus. A few months ago, Victoria's Secret canceled its once popular annual fashion show. Shares of L Brands are down 10.7% YTD. Mattel says it closed two factories in Asia and plans to shutter another one in Canada as it keeps looking for ways to cut costs. Manufacturing sites in China and Indonesia were shut down last year by the toy company, while a facility in Montreal that makes Mega Bloks is scheduled to be closed sometime this year. Mattel's manufacturing strategy differs from the outsourcing strategy used by rival Hasbro, with it employing about 35,000 workers during peak manufacturing periods. Shares of Mattel are down 7.6% over the last 52 weeks, to trail by a wide margin the 11.6% gain for Hasbro. Both companies step into the earnings confessional later this week. The crypto sector returned to its old ways of making big moves over the weekend, with yesterday's push back above $10,000, Bitcoin is now up more than 40% in 2020 and stands at its strongest level since September. The one-year high for Bitcoin is around $13,797. Tesla resumed production at its Shanghai factory today. Government officials in Shanghai are assisting Tesla in the restart amid the coronavirus outbreak. In view of the practical difficulties key manufacturing firms, including Tesla, have faced in resuming production, we will coordinate to make all efforts to help companies resume production as soon as possible, stated Shanghai Municipal Government spokesman Zhu Wei. Meanwhile, Volkswagen is opening a plant it operates with SAIC in Shanghai and most of the plants in the FAW joint venture. Daimler and Ford are also restarting production at certain locations, while Toyota Motor and Honda Motor have extended their production shutdowns in China for the time being. General Motors aims to restart production on February 15th. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles is the first automaker to flag multi-week disruptions at European factories due to parts shortages. ADP is holding an Innovation Day today. Members of the ADP Senior Management Team and Technology Organization will provide updates on the company's investments in innovation and the vision for the technology portfolio of the human capital management business. ADP is up 10.1% YTD. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the red, with gold slightly up. On today's economic calendar, the TD Ameritrade IMX is out at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.